How about?
With your permission. Parashat Lech Lecha. The way the parasha starts, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe el Avraham, Lech Lecha me'artzecha me'artcha bet avicha el aretz asher areka. The introduction of Avraham, the first time we know and we hear about him, is Hashem tells him, go away, go out from your land, your birthplace, from your father's house, to the land I'm going to show you. Says the Gemara, this is maybe according to some Chachamim, the first test that Avraham is going to go in his lifetime. Torah tells us that Avraham is 75 years old at the time. The question is, what's the importance of the date? Why Hashem is to tell us how old was Avraham now? And Hashem tells him to go out of, is it Haran right now, in Syria? Torah says 75 years old. So there's no information until 75, what happened to Avraham Avinu. Even though the Gemara says at age 3 already he recognized the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe age 40. So look at, he's 75 years old. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, go out. That's the first test in the 10 tests that he's going to have in his lifetime. This is the first test. And the first question is, that Avraham at age 48 was thrown into a fire by Nimrod in Iraq. That he had some kind of an argument, dialogue with Nimrod, and he said, this is God. And Nimrod said, if this is God, my God is fire. And this is your God, let your God save you. And he made a fire that was burning for a few days. Then he asked Avraham to go inside. Avraham went inside, and nothing happened to Avraham. Then at age 48, Avraham Avinu already sacrificed himself and put himself in a situation because he trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person that came out of fire has no more test in his lifetime. So if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, it doesn't matter how much you believe. Actually, you saw at the end. What happened? The Kadibah pulled him out of the fire. The Gemara said he was dancing inside the fire. Just not came in, came out. He was dancing inside. So this person cannot have tests anymore. Well, you can say somebody can have a test. You know, I have a test from Hashem. So, okay, because we don't see Hashem. We don't feel Hashem. But this is something too obvious that the Gemara should say, the Mishnah said, Avraham Avinu was tested by HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times. Ramad v'chulan. Excuse me. That's the first test. But isn't it really it's a very, very easy and small thing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells somebody, you imagine somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to somebody and tells him, actually, I want you to leave. Get out of Tinek. Get out of Englewood. So you have any doubts about it? There are no doubts about it. It's not such a thing. You don't have to be Avraham Avinu because Hashem saved you from a fire to believe such a thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself, he tells a person, get out of this country. So of course he's going to leave the country. But he's going to say, I'm not listening. It's not a test at all. And the Gemara continues, not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in the same moment, here in this country, you're not going to have children. If you're going to go to the place that I'm going to tell you, you're going to have children. So who will not listen? Hashem tells you, you're not going to have any child here. So Hashem tells you, move. The place I'm going to show you, you're going to have children. So of course it's not going to stay here. What is it to do in Haran, in Syria, if I'm going to do anything over there? So it's not test at all. Nevertheless, according to most Chachamim, that's the first test. Hashem tells him, Asher Areka. Hashem doesn't tell him. Excuse me. Hashem does not tell him where. So what do you think? If Hashem doesn't tell him where, so he's not going to go? Where is he going to go? It's not a test. Hashem tells you, get out of here and go. It doesn't matter where. Just go. It's not a test. If Hashem doesn't tell somebody anything, maybe it's a test. But if Hashem tells somebody, go, you get from Hashem a text message. Hashem says, get out of here. Not a test. Of course I'm going to go. But if I don't go, you know what can happen? In the middle of the night, Hashem will pull out my neshama out. Chas Shalom, who knows what's going to happen to me? If Hashem tells me to go, obviously, tsunami is coming. Who knows what's coming? If it's not coming, I don't care what's coming. Nevertheless, it's the first test. Come to Aaron tells us the second test. The second test, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, after he moves around, he goes around. He says, Vayir Av Aretz, Ed Avram Mitzrema. It was a famine. Says the Gemara, as a second test. Second test, that Avram, finally he left Syria and he came to Eretz Yisrael. Suddenly, in Israel, there's no parnasa. Around, says the Gemara, prosperity. In Haran, in Syria, prosperity. In Egypt, prosperity. Says, what is this? It's a test. The test is to see if Abraham will think anything in his heart. What kind of business is this? Hashem told me to leave my country, and I got to Eretz Israel, and now there's no parnasa for me. Again, it's not a test. A test, again. Somebody was pulled out of a fire, was dancing inside a fire, and came out alive. He has no test. The question is, why does Hashem test that way? I mean, it's not a question. There must be a reason. All of a sudden, Hashem does something to Abraham. He says, let's see if you're going to think something. Well, I'm going to make a famine. How bad was it? Says the Gemara that Abraham Avinu went down to Egypt. He had no money to pay the motels. Not one motel. Every motel he came, he said, I'm going down to Egypt, and I'll come back, I'll pay you back. He had no credit card, and no cash, gold, nothing, zero. Man is empty. It's a big test. Says, what happened? Well, what can I do? Listen. Anyway, that's what Hashem tests him. Then the poor man comes to Egypt, third test. Put Sarah in the box. He hid Sarah inside the box. And then it's customs to open the box and took Sarah and took her to Paro. So called Paro kidnapped Sarah. So called. It's the third test. Right away, three, one after the other. What is really behind it? What's behind it? What Hashem does such a thing? Then the Torah tells us that in the morning, Paro found out that Sarah is really married. Not as Abraham said, not as Sarah said, that she is the sister of Abraham Avinu. In the morning after an angel, the Gemara said, came and hit him and told him that it's a lie, she's married. So in the morning he called up Abraham and he gives him a lot of presents. The Torah tells us that Abraham became very rich. Abraham kaved meod, amiknei la kesev avazav. It's kind of embarrassment, I think. I said, somebody was very poor, says, oh, Baruch Hashem is a Forbes magazine. I said, what happened? He did do some business, he invented something, he had a good investment. No, nothing. He went someplace and somebody kidnapped his wife, and then he released his wife, and then he gave him compensation because he kidnapped his wife. So the guy brags about it. He says, very rich. The Torah says, Abraham is rich. I said, why? How did he become so rich? I said, well, Paro gave him compensation because he did something. He grabbed his wife. So what are you trying to tell me? The problem is that he's not a good businessman. That's how you make money. That's how you make money. And somebody said, he had a big accident. He was in hospital for 25 years. Then he comes out and he gets a check from the insurance. He became rich. So it was worth it. It was worth it. But I'm a rich man. So 25 years we were in the hospital. Operations, MRIs, is to go. Physiotherapy. You got a check, $25 million. That's what the Torah tells us about Abraham. Why do I have to tell you this? The whole story is really is not so important. What do you have to know about Abraham this? What's so great about it? What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me? That Abraham passed a test. Of course he passed the test. And if he wouldn't, then the Torah continues. And the Torah continues that now it's not in order now. All of a sudden the Torah switched. Until Abraham was 75 years old, the Torah goes back. The First World War. This is a little question. How old Abraham was at the First World War? An opinion, he was 52. 4 years after he was inside the fire, another opinion was 73. But definitely, he was younger. Until now, when we spoke, he was 75. Imagine. So, according to some rabbi, he was 52 years old. Happened to be that he was in Israel. He came to a visit, and the war broke. The war broke out, and the four kings, the Torah tells you the details, four kings against five, and the four kings winning, and they took Lot into captivity, and then Abraham goes and he drafted his people, and he chased the people, and he killed the kings, and he released the people, and he released his nephew, Lot, from captivity, and then he meets the king of Sodom. And the king of Sodom tells him, listen, please, you can keep the fortune, what you so-called took back from the enemy, but give me back my people. And Abraham gives him back the people. Stories. Then the Torah goes that after this war, Abraham was thinking to himself, that's the way we read it in the text. But of course, it's not the text. So we're going to hear what will the Gemara explain. But so far, you read Shabbat, you can open up Chumash. That story, that's the way we were taught in school. Then Abraham said, Abraham was worried, says the Torah. After Abraham won the war, the Gemara said he killed all of them and he released the people. So he was thinking to himself, that's in the text like this, that, you know, I think that something, you know, that Hashem saved me, so I so-called I cashed my credit. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu saved me from the war, and I was able to overcome those kings, maybe, and I killed so many people, maybe I did something wrong. And Hashem comes over and says, listen, don't worry. Chachar ben Ma'od, you have a lot of fortune, don't worry about it. In the text, and Abraham Avinu said to Hashem, what's worth the whole thing? The whole reward and reward if I have no children. I got no child. And it's my servant Eliezer, he's going to inherit me. So it means what? So there's an explanation. What does it mean? It means without children it's worthless, the whole thing. Maybe that's what it means, Avraham Avinu. We like to have a child. And what's good if Hashem gives you everything? So Hashem tells him, you know what? Go outside. Different explanation, the way it says in the text. Go look upstairs. See how many stars? See the stars? That's how many children you're going to have. It says Torah, Abraham Avinu believed in it. Yamin b'Hashem. Yamin b'Hashem. Shavei al-Zadaka. Hashem considered it as a tzedakah. Hashem took him outside, showed him stars. He said, can you see stars? What do you mean? If you take him outside to see him stars. If you can say, listen, you can have a lot of children. What did it make stars? How many stars can you see already in the Shemayim? So if you really want to count the stars that you see, you could count the stars. The problem is you cannot see all the stars. But actually, if you get a few people and you stand outside, you may count stars. It's not something that you see billions of them. I mean, we know that there are hundreds of thousands of them. It's true. Maybe millions of them. It's true. But that's not what you see outside. When you go look in Shemayim, you don't see millions of stars. It's not true. You don't see. You cannot see it, because if you see millions of stars, it's going to be one unit. We all together. I mean, there are levels of the stars. That's the truth. But Hashem tells him that. You know, the Gemara says one opinion, Hashem even picked him up. And Abraham was looking from upstairs, downstairs. And from upstairs, downstairs, you see more stars. He says, what's the necessity to have to do such a thing? What Hashem is trying to tell him? Stars, when there are stars. Hashem wants to tell him it's going to have a lot of children. Hashem can tell him this because he sees stars. Then the Torah goes back either a little forward or backwards. Abraham was 70 years old. I was 70 years old, HaKadosh Baruch, at that time Abraham was in Eretz Israel. The question is if he stayed over there since the war broke off at age 52, so 18 years he was in Eretz Israel, maybe. We don't know, there's no information about it. But there is information that at the age of 70, Hashem revealed himself to Abraham upon Abraham's question. Abraham asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said I'm going to have this land. So how do I know I'm going to have it? Hashem said, you know what? I want to tell you something. Since you asked this question, I'm going to give you an answer. Yadoa teda ki geri ezarcha be'er tolaim. Avadim yotam arba moshana. Your children are going to be strangers in a different land. They're going to be slaves. They're slaves. They're going to be, they'll be tortured. Comes the Gemara and says, first, let's get it clear, says the Gemara. Somebody's going to ask you, is it, was it punishment for Abraham? The Gemara said, yeah, punishment. What's the punishment? The Gemara, well, Abraham did three mistakes. One, or maybe two, according to the opinion at age 52, when the war broke, Abraham went to the yeshiva, and there were 318 boys in the yeshiva. Abraham tried to tell them, please come, there's a war, and my brother-in-law, my nephew, Lot, was kidnapped, captive, and the boy said, we're not leaving. So the Gemara says, Abraham tried to bribe them and told them, I'm going to give you a lot of gold and silver, so we're not leaving. Then the Torah says, Abraham went and took Eliezer, that really his name, the numerical value, is also 318. Says the Gemara, you should not have taken Eliezer. You took somebody, Talmid Chacham, and you made him work something that's not necessary. Anyway, you see, you can win the war anyway without any tricks. You wouldn't be able to win the war. And so why you took him? Sigma says, that's the first reason. First reason, age 52, that's what you did. You went to the war. Second, says the Gemara, the second thing, what you did is after you won the war, and you were able to release the people and bring back the fortune that was taken from them, and you met the king of Sodom, and the king of Sodom told you, listen, give me back my people. In those days, if somebody was able to release people from captivity, they became his people. And the king of Sodom said, give me back my people, and Abraham gave him. He says, the Gemara, you should not have given to him. Why you gave it to him? I says, look what happened next to Hashem. Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be destroyed. I said, what happened? I said, why you give back the people? You should have kept the people. Gomorrah says, another mistake of Abraham Avinu. So that mistake? This is a mistake that his children are going to suffer in Egypt. Why? Because he gave back the people. Well, it's my obligation. If I so-called release from captivity people, so I should have kept them. I should have not given them back to the king of Sodom. And because I did, big mistake. For this, we're going to end up in Egypt. For this, you end up in Egypt. And the third thing, says the Gemara, Abraham made a mistake at age 70. Age 70, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going to have this land for your children. Abraham asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bamai Dati Roshana, how shall I know? Hashem said, what? You ask me a question? Forget about it. Your children are going to be in Egypt. I said, what did I do? Ask Hashem something. Gemara says, Abraham asked Hashem, give me a sign, give me something. There's nothing wrong with this. I said, this is not Hashem. Hashem loves me so much. And Hashem appreciates me that my name is Abraham Avinu. And I go and I preach and I teach. And I give lectures. Says the Gemara, all his life Abraham tried to convince the world to believe in Hashem. So, Hashem told me I'm going to have. So I said, Hashem, no. For this, you're not. Your children are going to go to Egypt. Of course, the question is, so Abraham should have gone to Egypt to suffer. What has to do with the children? Comes the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot and tells us a person should know, has to reach few levels in his lifetime. The first level, a person has to be tzaddik. That's easy. Tzaddik means that he should have a positive balance on his sheet. And he'll survive it. And then he's going to go to Gan Eden. That's the secret of what we call tzaddik. What's tzaddik?
Tzaddik means nothing. Tzaddik means he keeps the mitzvot, he's careful not to do any sins. Of course, the Gemara says it's almost impossible to eliminate everything, but tried hard, he was able, so-called, to survive. This world is going to Gan Eden. And the Mishnah said the next level is Hasid. That doesn't mean Munkach. Hasid means, says the Gemara, that someone that devotes his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? What do you mean, says the Gemara, to devote? Says the Gemara, tell you what it means. One says, David HaMelech told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hasid Ani, I'm a Hasid. Says the Gemara, says, what do you mean, you Hasid? What are you talking about yourself? He says, no, I'll explain to you something. He says, look, I get up very early in the morning, and the rest of the kings are sleeping. And I'm up. And what do? I learn. And then I also sit in the Sanhedrin, in the court, so-called by myself and others, to help people should compromise, to make peace between people, between families. That's what David said, I'm Hasid. That's called Hasid. This is the second level. This is the second level. Second level means when Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come, that says, that's after a person is in Gan Eden, Mashiach comes. Mashiach comes, so the person should be able to, so-called, to attend Mashiach. Whatever it means, a little bit complicated, but just on the surface. So one says the Mishnah, the third level is Yashar, to be straightforward in your lifetime. Yashar. This is going to take you to the next level. This next level is called Triat Hamitim. It means the Gemara says even Mashiach will come, whoever is alive will fall on the floor dead for a second, and then revive himself. Some people need the zechut to revive themselves. I let the Gemara say. Since Hashem told Adam HaRishon, you were made from soil and you're going to end up with the soil, since the Gemara says, what happened to the person when he's going to be alive? Mashiach will come. He's not going to die. Well, I said, it's true. Should not. But when Mashiach will arrive, says the Gemara, everybody will fall on the floor and die for a second, and hopefully he'll get up. That's the third level. It's going to be Yashar. The Gemara says, for example, so one says, what do you mean, Yashar? We have to be straightforward. I said, in business. I said, in business, you have to be very straight. Not only in business, but I said, for example, if somebody charges interest, he will not stand up at Chet HaMitim. It can be in Gan Eden? Yeah. It can be Mashiach will come? Yeah. But if he'll die and he has to revive himself, he won't revive himself. And if Chas Shalom died before Mashiach came, he won't be able to get out of the grave. At the time of Chazon Ish, somebody died, and the Chevra Kadisha came to Chazon Ish and said, it's a very strange thing. He said, the guy died, and we dug a grave for him, a spot for him, and as we were digging, we saw snakes over there. So we left that place, and we dug another place, the same thing, snakes. So it's very strange. So it was in the middle of funeral. He asked the Chazon Ish, what are we going to do now? To start to dig another one? It's not common. I don't know if they said they never saw such a thing, but unbelievable they said. Chazon Ish said, who died? So they told Chazon Ish, this guy, the very rich guy, he died. So Chazon Ish said, what was his business? And he said, did he used to give money, charge interest? He said, yeah. And one of the businesses used to do it. He said, throw him into the thing with the snakes. He said, he won't get up at Chet HaMitim. It's the Gemara. He said that it's the third level the person has to reach. First is to be tzaddik, then is to be chassid, and to be yashar. The last thing is called ne'eman. Mean trusted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is to trust you. And you have to be some kind of a slave and a servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts you so much with everything. That's what we say in Shacharit Shabbat, Yismach Moshe Matan Chilko, Ki Yeh Bet Ne'eman Karat Olam. That's the Rambam in Levites in his commentary. Everybody should try to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah says, nobody can come to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was, lo kam Yisrael Navi. Chacham said, no, the Rambam means something else. Navi like Moshe, you'll never be able to. But the title of Moshe is Eved Ne'eman. And Hashem speaks to Aaron and Miriam after they chatted and they spoke something about Moshe. How come Moshe doesn't go home? Hashem said to them, what are you talking about? You have a right to speak about someone and someone what? You think Hashem will tell Moshe, Aaron and Miriam, how tzaddik Moshe is, how great, how great. He said, no. Ne'eman, b'chol beti. Moshe is Moshe Avdi. Hashem tells Aaron and Miriam, Moshe is my slave. Ne'eman b'chol beti. I trust him in everything. So how can you talk about him? If I trust him, how can you talk about him? That's the mission said, that's the last level. And this is really the level, what's called Olam Haba. Olam Haba means after Mashiach will come, and then it's going to be the dead ones will rise, and that's going to be Yom Adin HaGadol. And Hashem will judge the world again. Chacham said, what do you mean judge again? For what judging again? He says, no, judge again to see if you are in the level that you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Hashem trusts you. That's what it means. So that's the level a person should reach in his lifetime. And really, that's what we say in Tefillah, in Shabbat, before Kel Adon, we say, oh, Elohim Hashem HaKem Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is Gan Eden. It's so called, you should aim and in your lifetime to think about Olam Haba. It's not an order, it's a secret why it's not an order. But that's what the four levels of the person has to reach. And that's the Mishnah Pekei Avot says. Here comes the Zohar and says, listen, I want to tell you something. The Zohar said, listen, you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't have those four things in front of you, the Yitrilah will have a hard time to reach Hashem. What you have to do, says the Zohar. First, you have to think that you're a poor person. Doesn't matter how much you have. You have to feel. You stand in front of Hashem. Then you have to feel that you're a slave. Then you have to feel that you're a Hasid. And then you have to be in a stage that you're ready to give your life to Hashem. Those four things are comply and parallel to those four things. Says the Zohar, this is crucial for the tefillah to go up. And that's what we say, that's our minhag, that's Ari said, to say in chapter 86 in Tehillim, right after Ovah Letzion, Tefillah David, Teshem Chazani, Ani Vevion Ani. David Amir says, Ani Vevion Ani. He said, Chasid Ani. He said, it's Chasid. He said, that mizmor, Ari says, it's crucial. He says, if you want the tefillah to go to Hashem and to be accepted, it says, after you say Ovah Letzion, it says in Kabbalah, it's certain levels, it says, say this mizmor. Ari said it, that's why it's in the Sidurim, we have it. Nusach Ashkenazdan, they don't say it, but Hasidim, Sfaradim, we say that. We said it's very crucial, the mizmor, crucial. So those are the levels, and this is what a person has to reach in his lifetime, in order, so-called, to reach eventually Olam Haba. So you can't jump, you have to be first Tzaddik, and then Chassid, and then Yeshua, and then Ne'eman, and then when you get to this. Actually, this is what we say in Shacharit also, Matzat al Levavo Ne'eman Lefanecha, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu found the heart of Abraham. Tosh Mekir Shabachat Abraham, Abraham, Levavo Lefanecha, found his heart, trusted you. So this is what really, what the Gemara says, this was Abraham Avinu. Hashem found him that he can trust him. This is the test, really, what it goes. So now you read the parasha, the whole thing is backwards. Now to come to the Gemara, I said, I want to explain to you the story in the parasha that you understand. So that's how it goes. I said, listen, when Abraham Avinu was 52 years old,
This was the First World War.
First World War. So, Avraham Avinu goes, and he goes to the yeshiva, and he tried to convince the boys to come and help him. The boys said no. Then he takes the Rosh Yeshiva Eliezer and said, you got to come with me. Says the Gemara, excuse me, Avraham, I want to explain to you something. Says, if you know and you understand the value of Torah, this is the level of Hasid. It's the level of Hasid. If you went and you went to the yeshiva and you told the boys, stop learning now. Anyway, you can't win those people. They took hundreds of thousands of soldiers. Well, how are you going to win them, Avraham? So even if you take 300 boys, what is this, a joke or something? This is the Gemara. This is not how we're going to read. This is Avraham Avinu threw on them soil. And the soil became like arrows. And then he threw on them straw and became like swords. That's how he killed them. He didn't kill them with a knife. He didn't have a sword in his hand. So anyway, the whole thing was something spiritual thing that the way he wanted. So if that's the way you did anyway, I said, what do you mean? What did you have in mind? And you took the guy out of the yeshiva. I said, you know what I mean? It means you don't understand the value. You cannot understand what chassid is. This is your problem. It's not that you took the guy out. No. I took the guy out. Listen, I need help. He says, listen, it's true. It's true. But Hashem said, it's not right. This was age 52. That's how really the story starts with Avraham. The Torah, of course, did not introduce Avraham Avinu at age 52. Try to introduce Avraham Avinu at age 75 for a reason we'll see in a second one. Then, after the war, he meets the king of Sodom. It's the king of Sodom, and the king tells him, give me back my people, and he gives him back his people. The Gemara says, why you give him back? Why you give him back? So what are you supposed to do? He's supposed to say, no, no. So what is this? What is no? He says, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? He says, that's called Yashar. It's called the level of Yashar, of straightforward. You have to think straightforward. This is what is this that you give this king back his people? You know what's going to end up? This is the next week parasha, you see, Avraham Avinu is going to be 100 years old. Hashem will destroy. 48 years from now, Hashem will destroy his Sodom and Gomorrah. So why are you giving back the people? This is, you don't think straight. A straight means you have to be straight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not straight. You're not straight with Hashem. You have to think. He said, these people could have taken them and convinced them to believe in Hashem and not to do the bad things. When you read the next week's parasha, you see the people are so bad, they come to Lot's house, they want to break the door, they want to take the people, they want to do bad things. He says, whose fault is this really? It's Avraham's fault. It's because Avraham Avinu, that's what he did. What did he do? You get back the people. He says, who is the people? Look, next week's parasha, they want to kill Lot. Look at next week's parasha, they want to kill the guest. I said, you read the parasha, so bad people. It says, go back to the roots. Whose fault is that? That next parasha, Hashem wants to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Hashem is going to punish them and it's going to destroy them. It's going to upside down Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Gemara said, Sodom and Gomorrah looked like Gan Eden. It says, it was prosperity and the best place on earth. I said, what happened, Avraham? Well, what did he do? Why are you giving the people to go to Sodom? He has no country now. The man came by himself. He lost all his people. He lost his country. He's by himself. He comes to him and says, give me back my people. And he starts, go back to Sodom. What is Sodom? Don't give me back the people. Continues the Torah. That Avraham, after this episode, then he's thinking in his heart, maybe I did something wrong. I killed so many people. Maybe Hashem, what the reason he saved me? Maybe I cashed all my mitzvot and Hashem paid me back here on this world. And Hashem said, don't worry, you're going to have a big reward. And then he said, I have no children. I have no children. This is age 52. Come Gemara Yerushalmi and said, I want to explain to you the dialogue. It's not the text what you read, it's not true. The text is true, but it's inside the text. Says the Gemara Yerushalmi that Avraham told Hashem, listen, you know what my problem is now? Hashem said, what's your problem? Because I killed the people and because I was able to win the war, I think I will not have any zchuyot, any mitzvot, any merit anymore to get to Olam Haba. That's what he said to Hashem. Not he's afraid he killed people. Not he's afraid that he cashed all his mitzvot. No. He's afraid because he cashed everything. Says the Gemara, Hashem made him so many miracles. Then what? Then he will not have enough points to go to Olam Haba. Then Hashem tells him, don't worry, you can have enough points. Continues the Gemara and says, so Abraham asks Hashem, I have no children. So what this has to do with this? What it has to do with children now? And then Hashem tells him, you're going to have children. Says the Gemara, next week. Actually, it says in the Torah a sentence from Hashem, and Hashem speaks to Avraham, and he tells him about Sodom. He tells him, I love Avraham. Hashem talks to himself. He says, I love, ki da'atib, I love this guy. He says, why? He says, she'et tzaveh banav, v'tuach harav. Lasot tzedakah u'mishpat. Avraham is going to educate his children, to do tzedakah, to do right things. Shmor derech Hashem, to keep. Leman, avi Hashem al Avraham et Asher, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring on Abraham what Hashem told Abraham. Says Gemara, excuse me, it doesn't make sense. He says, listen, Hashem loves Abraham because Abraham is going to educate his children. In order for Hashem to give Abraham what he promised, what has to do the sentence with this? Hashem loves him because he's going to educate his children. Okay, fine. Let the Torah continue the same sentence. This is in order for Hashem to bring an Abraham. You don't understand, let me tell you something. You think you have children for what? To help you in your business. No. You have children because they're going to keep the Torah. And you do the mitzvot, you earn credit. That's what the Gemara says. Your son, your son to yeshiva. Your son keeps the mitzvot. It says, of course, the son is Baruch Hashem. But indirect, you get points. The Chachamim said, you know, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Gemara says they're alive, they're not dead. They lie down, Marat HaMachpelah, and the Navi wakes them up every day, gets them up, and they pray Mincha, and they go back to sleep. So he says, okay, Avraham, every time you say, okay, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so we are all their descendants. It means every time we do a mitzvah, and we do a mitzvah, they get a reward, they get points. That's what the Gemara says. Lessons and sentence in the text. Hashem said, I love Abraham. Abraham is going to command, he's going to teach his children. To do right things. And then, in order for Hashem to give Abraham, Hashem is going to give Abraham. More dimension. Because Abraham is going to have a child, and the child will go on the right path. Then Abraham will have credit. And then the Gemara says, Abraham is not going to die. He's not dead. He's not dead. He's lying over there. Abraham lies down in Marat HaMachpelah. He's alive. He says, Aaron, it's alive. He has Olam Haba every time that we do more mitzvot. Automatically, Abraham gets more credit. That's what the Gemara says. So this is a dialogue. So Abraham said to Hashem, I think I'm not going to have Olam Haba. I cashed all my mitzvot. Hashem said, no, you're going to have a lot. And then Abraham said, how can I have a lot? I need more credit. I said, Hashem said, you know what? You can have. I'm going to say, no, I have no children. She says, what do you have with children? What children has to do with this? If you have no children, how are you going to have points? Because the points to go to Olam Haba, that's the first principle Hashem wants us to get married. And to have children, because the children that will continue go on the path of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they will generate for themselves and indirect generate for us. And the Gemara said, oh, now read the text. She said, come on, Tyler, I want to show you something. What do you want to show me? I'll show you the stars. Where is from his heart? Says the Gemara, Ashrechem Israel. Gemara says, praise Am Israel. Hashem, when you behave, Hashem, you are like the stars. They shine. Says the Gemara, Domim lo kochavim. You're like the stars. That's Hashem tells Abraham. You see this? Your children will behave. Because if I have children and the children don't behave, like Machshimo Ishmael, I said, what good it is? ISIS, who needs it? Hashem tells him, listen, you know what? You're going to have a lot of reward. He says, how am I going to have a reward? I have no children. Hashem said, come outside. The children will be like stars. I said, they're going to shine. And then you're going to have credit and all of that. That's what the text means. It's not the text means, Abraham said, I have no child. Hashem tells him outside, go outside, I see your stars. It means nothing. Hashem tells him, every child that you'll have, every Jew is a star. Every Jew is a star, you can have another. That's what the Gemara said. That's the dialogue. Then The talk continues. Look, I want to tell you something. What happened at the age of 17? Now we jump to the age of 70. Age of 70 was Avraham. Hashem told Avraham, "You're going to have this land." Avraham asked Hashem, "How shall I know?" Say, Chachamim, you know what it means? You don't trust Hashem. This is the land that you're supposed to reach. You lost it. If you trust somebody, you don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. He says, how can it be? Why? It doesn't make sense. That means that you don't trust. If you trust somebody, you don't ask no questions. The baby doesn't ask questions to his mother or his father. And he grows up. He says, oh, he's smarter than them. He says, how can we do this? Why did you do this? You should have done this. It means you don't trust your parents. So if you have any question about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the matter that the question, it's the matter you don't trust him. That's the problem. You don't trust him, it means no Olam Haba. That's the problem. Hashem doesn't care less if we trust him. But that's the level. Ne'eman. That's Moshe Avdi. Eved Ne'eman Karata Lo. He says, you have to reach that level. That's what Hashem wants us to reach. We should trust him 100%. You can't jump. I trust it. No, it goes by level. First, you have to be tzaddik, the Mishnah said. Then you have to be chassid. Then you have to be yashar. Then you're Ne'eman. And that's what we say in Shabbat before Keladon. That says, you have to reach those four levels. It says, it's nothing. That's before Mashiach comes. You walk around here in Gan Eden, it's nothing. Then you go further. You have Beit HaMikdash, then you have Tchilat HaMetim. Hopefully you get up, and then you have Olam Haba. Ein Zoratcha, Ein Ratzal Elokim Zoratecha. Says that people cannot even imagine what Olam Haba is all about, says the Gemara. So that's what the Torah wants to teach you. So that's what the Gemara says. Listen, Avraham Avinu, if you did these little things, what it means is you won't reach the level. It means it's in your genes. I tell you why. It's from your father, from Terach, from your grandfather, Nachor, great-grandfather, Enosh. Says, your children are going to end up in Egypt for a training session to reach those levels. And this is Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Zacharti lach chesed neurayich. Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, you should know. You know why Hashem loves you so much? Because you trusted him. Because you came out of Egypt, you didn't say, what's going to be with all the real estate, with all the buildings that we have in Manhattan, in Cairo? What's going to be with all my offices, and all my things, and my houses, and my furniture? And what do you think the Jews didn't have it in Egypt? They were very wealthy. And all of a sudden, Moshe said, we're leaving. I said, what? Go borrow from your neighbor, borrow from my neighbor. Look, soon the neighbor is going to chase me. Next to Yom Tov, you see, everybody saw the neighbor that he borrowed the dishes. So he has 90 donkeys full of silver and gold. And you see behind, you see the neighbor said, hey, mister, give me back my stuff. Listen, I should have taken my stuff. I said, I had plenty of things. I should have sailed, making a rush sale. I should have sold my real estate, my buildings. I should have taken some things. No, I only took silver and gold. Look what's happening. Nothing happened. That is really what Hashem said to Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Go tell them. He went without a question. Here now comes the Torah and says, I want to explain to you something. The test. Now Abraham is 75. Here. That is the story about Abraham. I'm not telling you stories about Abraham. Since the Zohar, not a story. It's a direction. It's instruction. It's a guidance. Says the Mishnah, before Mashiach come, I'd be the same thing. I said Hashem, because Abraham said he's 75 years old. I said Hashem, says, no, you go someplace. Leave this country, go. Abraham said, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechila, where, which airline? Where the destination? He said, the Rosh Yeshiva came to Chaim Kanievsky and told him, I need money desperately for the Yeshiva. So he said, you know what, you go Chutzlaretz, go outside, go Chutzlaretz. So the guy didn't ask Abraham Kanievsky where. Went to the travel agent right away. He said, I'm going. I said, where are you going? I don't know. I said, it's not this serious. I said, I don't know where I'm going. He says, where's the next airplane? He said, next airplane is to Brazil. Brazil. I said, okay, I'm going to Brazil. Going to Brazil. I said, where are you going? He says, every day airplane goes. Rio de Janeiro. São Paulo. Ever take goes in the plane, gets over there, says he comes down, he has no idea what's going on. Comes downstairs, the taxi driver, Jewish quarter. Jewish quarter, he goes to the Betakneset, he comes there, and he sits over there, somebody comes over to me and says, excuse me, Shalom Aleichem, who are you? I says, I'm from Eretz Israel. I says, what do you have, yeshiva? Call it yeshiva. No, yeshiva, big yeshiva. What's the name of the yeshiva? $30,000. Just gave it, go back to Israel. No questions. You ask a question, finished, means you don't trust. So here comes the test to Abraham. Of course, he was saved from the fire at age 48. Yeah, it means nothing. That man cannot have any test. Yeah, he could have a test. That's the test. All right, I trust you 100%, but can I have a direction? Where am I going? That's the test. Then he gets to Eretz Israel, and then Hashem makes over there like a famine. To see, he's going to think, why? If he would have said, why? You're back to square one. You're back to age 70 that you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, you don't trust him. Again, you fall down the level. And then, he lost all his money. He says, I have no money even to pay. And then they even take my wife. It's called B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nefshcha, B'chol Mo'odecha. It's called B'chol Nefshcha, B'chol Mo'odecha. Everything that you have, somebody stole my money. So, sorry for money. I lost money. You lost your money, so. Somebody killed my wife. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I trust you. Didn't say nothing. Abraham kaved me'od. The Torah will tell you, Abraham became very rich. No, no, the Torah doesn't brag. Abraham became rich because compensation. He says, look, if you trust Hashem, Hashem has its way. Remember, he's going to take the money away from you. Then he's going to give you some more. The akesef, the azav, everything belongs to Hashem. You have to trust him 100%. That's the story of the Torah. It's not the story, Abraham went here, Abraham went there. This is in order to come back to the level he should have gotten. And that's the last test. Next week, Parashah is Akedat Yitzchak. It says the same thing. Lech lecha l'eretz ha-Moriah. So go over there. Go sacrifice Yitzchak over there. It says, where? You'll see. The third day, Abraham sees, he sees a cloud hanging. He says, I have to go there. The Gemara says, why Hashem didn't tell him before? The Gemara says, to give him a reward. Let me give him a reward. Why don't you tell him? He wants to slaughter his son. Tell him where to go. Go to Yerushalayim, slaughter him over there. He says, no, I don't tell him. I said, why? Because to see if he's going to ask anything. And the Gemara says, after Akedat Yitzchak, finish. Abraham said to Hashem, see? I could have asked you something. You told me Yitzchak will have children, and then you told me, slaughter Yitzchak. I should have asked, excuse me, Akedat Yitzchak, contradiction, excuse me, Mechila, forgive me for asking. You said this thing, you finished. You lose Ne'eman. That's the message of the parasha. It's not the message what happened. It's the message what shall we do in order to get to Mashiach at Chiyat HaMetim in Olam Haba. That's our father. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called trained him. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu tested him and brought him to this level again to show what happened before and how he climbed up and elevated himself to be called Matzata Levavu Ne'eman Levanecha. Hashem found his heart when Tovut had trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Bitachon. That's the main thing Rabbi Bachai says in his book, Shara Bitachon, about Alvavot. The obligation of the heart is called Shara Bitachon. So you have to trust Hashem. If you don't trust him, Hashem doesn't care less. That means he can be in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is only if you reach that level. Let's b'chachot mean, that the Gemara says, you say, Magen Avraham. Hashem Magen Avraham. So Magen Avraham. Why Magen Avraham? It says, because Abraham Avinu, he earned this title that he trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Ne'eman lefanecha. He said, okay, Abraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. And he said, Baruch Hashem, Magen Abraham. So why did he say, Magen Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov? He says, no. Abraham had those tests. The person has tests in his life. As things happen, he says, to see, you can ask a question? He says, that's a question means you found a way from being in Olam Haba. You can reach. Gan Eden, you can reach. Mashiach, you can reach. It's the question what you have to do to reach it. But the destination is Olam Haba. And only if you be the so called the trusted slave in the Mashiach will come out of it.
Amen. Amen.
Shabbat Shalom.